Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Where did the drones go? Was it another hoax? COVID days are back again. Happy days for dictators. Newsom declares an emergency for bird flu. The best way to be prepared for this is to get informed. Get my book, Let My People Breathe. Go to wherever you buy books, search Let My People Breathe, and you'll get it for $5. Barnes & Noble, Amazon Books, Book Locker, wherever. If you live in a qualifying zip code within the area of our church, you can go to books@dbp.com. And that's the word at, not the little email symbol. Books@dbp.com. And you get it free. Mask mandates are still a thing, friend. Get informed, please. I appeal especially to all business owners. Get informed about this. Make up your own mind. That's fine. But you need the covers to make a bed. You need this information to make up your mind. Let my people breathe. By the way, stay alert. The European Union has approved the use of self-replicating RNA jabs. That's that COVID vaccine thing. That, quote, spread like a virus to unvaccinated people who have, by the way, not been given any kind of right of consent. Do you believe human beings created in the image of God have a divine right of consent or not? Read Let My People Breathe. You need to get that book. Helene's victims continue to be treated like Biden's unwanted grandchild. North Carolina victims are forced to pay property tax on homes that no longer exist. Biden and the Democrats in Congress ignore hurricane sufferers this Christmas and send another $1.2 billion to Ukraine. Check out this link and see the side-by-side of devastation of our hurricane victims and then the ease enjoyed by Kiev today. Don't resent their ease, just resent the neglect of our own here in North Carolina. Coincidence? Liberals flee X, formerly Twitter, to find refuge from truth in an alternate platform called Blue Sky. Now we receive this report. Blue Sky sees surge in new users and child sexual abuse materials. Interesting. Take that with you when you go to the link I have here so where you can listen to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, is that how you pronounce it? Blow the whistle on the Jesuit Pope Francis protection of rumored child predators like Hillary Clinton and John Podesta. That's pretty interesting. As an aside, by the way, Podesta personally thanked journalist Slade Somer for debunking the Pizzagate scandal. Said Slade is now charged with 2 counts of child pornography. Here's a nun who is warning about the depopulation agenda and calling out Pope Francis as the spiritual leader of the evil globalist behind it all. Better listen, folks. You gotta love Homan. Challenged by a lib reporter to be serious about the day one promise, she asked, I know you said mass deportations will begin on day one, but after how many days will we actually start to see that happening? End quote. And he answers, deadpan, day one.
Day one.
Yeah.
Day one.
What Marjorie Taylor Greene is dubbing the CR Mike Thomas put before the House, the Crumnibus bill. Crumnibus. Anyway, I think we'll spend most of our time there. So just a quick update here. The first effort to cram the bus full of rights-stealing, money-wasting, demon-crack concessions and to sneak it past us failed. The second effort, a trimmed-down version, also failed because 38 Republicans have vowed to refuse their support for any more continuing resolutions. Well, we'll take a deep dive into that one today. Here you go. Did you know that for the past 3 years, the Biden Department of Justice has been investigating Representatives Schiff and Swalwell for leaking classified documents to the press? Take a look at this X posted by Elon. Quote, DOJ. Representatives Schiff and Swalwell leaking classified documents. The DOJ and FBI conducted a three-year grand jury investigation into Representative Adam Schiff and Representative Eric Swalwell after a congressional whistleblower told the FBI the members were leaking classified materials to the media, end quote. The grand jury concluded there is sufficient evidence to warrant a trial and conviction. But, of course, Biden's DOJ did not move on the indictment. Do you think Ilan's question is appropriate? Quote, why didn't they prosecute the leakers? End quote. A little something for Kash Patel to take care of. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Where did the drones go? Was it another hoax? Suddenly, no one is talking about drones anymore. Well, looky here. Uncovered files reveal secret military defense operation at center of drone invasion. And the dirty little trick that allows the government to deny it. That's an article in Daily Mail. You can probably guess why they want to deny it, but I'll have to explore that Saturday night during our Brain Massage live stream. The political merry-go-round is where I want to go today. Another continuing resolution. How about we contemplate a discontinuing resolution? Mike's promise. Listen to this.
We have broken the Christmas omni, and I have no intention of going back to that terrible tradition. So there won't be a Christmas omnibus. As somebody asked me in the hallway a little while ago, will there be many buses? We don't want any buses. We're not going to do any buses, okay? This was the conservative play call. We don't normally like what's called a continuing resolution, a CR. But in this case, it makes sense because if we push it into the first quarter of next year, then we have a Republican-controlled Congress and President Donald J. Trump back in the White House. We'll be able to have more say over the funding decisions for 2025. Now, that would have been an easier thing to do, but then we had circumstances outside of our control. We had these emergencies that are required. So we had, as you know, a record hurricane season. We had Helene and Milton, and they just did massive destruction across our red states, frankly, in the southeast and the eastern side of the country. And then we've had farmers who are in jeopardy of permanently going under. They've had three lost years in a row because of Bidenomics and inflation and other circumstances outside of their control. And so when you cobble those two things together, there's a desperate need for that aid. And that's what adds another $100+ billion to the bill. And that's why everybody's uncomfortable with it. I am, too. We have a massive deficit and debt problem, of course, in this country. We can begin to address that and shrink the size and scope of government in January with Republican control. But we've got to bridge the gap to get there. And we cannot leave our small farms and ranchers and our people who are devastated by the hurricanes out in the meantime. So that's the difficult part about this. That's what people are really struggling with. And I am too, but we have a responsibility here, and that's legislating.
Okay, so let's look at what Johnson agreed to put before Congress in his first pass at getting a continuing resolution to accommodate the anti-America, anti-MAGA crowd, rhinos and Dems. And this is important, even though I know that one got voted down. You need to know what he agreed to. First, there is the insult of a pay raise to adjust for 10 years of no raises. Well, boys, go one more with the millions of Americans who are suffering under Bidenomics along with you. And when we get into the Trump economy, well, let's talk about this. It has not been a good time to be an American middle-class worker, right? Have you noticed these last 4 years? And I guess it has not been a great time to be in Congress either. Get my meaning? Oh, that is, unless you are Dan Crenshaw, who could have a career as a stockbroker. His portfolio grew 42% last year. Huh. Cleverly bought shares in Raytheon Technologies just before they landed a huge defense contract in April 2024. Now figure that one out. So, you know, he had a good year. Well, good for him. I don't resent that at all. So why is he whining about not getting a raise in his congressional salary? Oh, well. I read somewhere someone said to Danny, you can be a war hero and end up slipping into scumbag status just the same. Ask McCain about that one. Then, there is the Pandora's box of really bad ideas that got crammed into the bus that was supposed to never leave the bus stop. There is a provision in this important to keep the government-funded bill that anticipates bonding and cash coming after the government criminals embedded in Congress and throughout the bureaucracy. They inserted a provision allowing Congress to quash any subpoena demanding the surrender of their records, even their emails. Hillary used a hammer to hide hers. Maybe they thought that would be a bit too obvious, you know. Don't forget Hillary, team. Justice demands equality before the law. Remember, she wears a blindfold. This bill provided for the expansion of pandemic and hazard preparedness, including vaccine and mask mandates, vaccine passports, and gain-of-function research. Can you believe this? What is it about any of these things that you thought was okay? Thank God Elon read this monstrosity. He X-filed this little gem of a revelation, among many others. Quote, we're funding bioweapon labs in this bill, end quote. 12, in case you're interested. The second effort, a trimmed-down version, also failed because 38 Republicans have vowed to refuse their support for any more continuing resolutions. We'll take a deep dive into that after the break. Hold on. I'll be right back. We all think of home during this time of year. You can almost smell the memories in the air and see reminders everywhere. And they all point to home. I remember walking up the path to Grandma's house in Georgia, the strong fragrance of pine and earth. And as I approached the old house, the distinct aroma of hot berry pie stirred expectations of some really good things to come. You know, the soul and spirit of a man needs a home. The distinct fragrances of the Word of God, the Word of Truth, leads the soul to its home. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting you to come home for the holidays, where the hearths of our hearts are warm with the love of God, where truth is welcome, where, like Julie found, you'll be surrounded with faces smiling with the joy of the Lord that share your values and your beliefs, where God-fearing patriotism is still alive and well, where prayer is first because God and His kingdom are first, where burdens are lifted, where friends are true. Come on home for the holidays. See you in church.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Ted Cruz is one of my favorite senators. In the interest of disclosure, I've sent what, for me, was a significant amount in contributions to his campaigns. And I'm glad he won his seat at the Senate table in the last election. On The Verdict, aired today, this is show prep day, December 20, 2024, he explains four principles we must follow when dealing with the politics of a continuing resolution or any sticky legislation navigating it through a divided government. He is very sympathetic for Johnson. And he takes umbrage, or at least it seems that way to me, with those who are calling in plays from what he called the cheap seats. Cheap shot, I think. Calling for government shutdown from a narrow-minded point of view that is oversimplifying a complex issue. That's my take on how he explained it. I secured a transcript of the entire statement, and I think it represents by far the very best argument you'll find to support Johnson and chastise the 38 Republicans, gently, who objected to passing yet another continuing resolution. So, it's the merry-go-round effect. Now, I, for one, enjoyed a merry-go-round ride as a youngster, as well as anyone. But there is a point at which it becomes boring, you know, round and round and round. No matter where you get on this merry-go-round, you're going to end up at the same place, all the way around and around and around. That's what it's like trying to get anywhere with Congress on getting the national budget under control. And we are sick of it. It simply does not matter who we put into office. They pump up the national debt. Every one of these guys leaves office with the American people carrying a greater weight of debt on their backs. And what's worse is when you get on the merry-go-round and you've got this bully pushing you around. Boy, you know, pushing you off, or worse, grabbing you and refusing to let you get off. Here is Ted Cruz's statement. He laid out four principles. First, count to 18. And second, leverage. Funding should be about leverage, he argued. Third, the debt ceiling in particular is an important tool to gain leverage. We can't lose it. And fourth, as best I can make it out, He didn't articulate it clearly. It would be summarized as don't throw the baby out with the wash. That is, Johnson is the most conservative speaker ever, and we will not likely get a better one, but we'll most likely get someone less conservative. Throughout, I felt like Ted is, first, in my opinion, too sympathetic with Johnson's lack of courage. I agree. He is the most conservative speaker we've ever had. When he first came in, I was high and hopeful. Although Newt was very conservative, and however, he didn't lack the courage that seems to be missing in Johnson's makeup. The government survived 3 shutdowns under Newt. And I did say survived, even thrived. Ted explains a continuing resolution simply continues current funding for a set time until Congress can work out a new budget. However, sometimes, as he explains, circumstances demand that Congress address some special funding issues, as, for example, currently, Helene victim relief and help for farms and agriculture, which are on the brink of, and this is important, collapsing into the hands of China and Gates in order to just survive. Okay, so Mike knew we were going to have to pass a CR, but Republicans and Trump wanted help for those suffering from Helene and our farmers, something we would all sympathize with. He also wants to raise the debt ceiling before he takes office. Now, that gets a little technical. I do understand it. There are 38 Republicans who are against voting for any continuing resolution, which means in order for Johnson to get a CR passed, he's going to have to find at least 38 votes among the Democrats. So he goes to the Democrats, and they bully him into accepting the most outrageous deal breakers imaginable, many of which I pointed out in the first segment. How can anyone think giving the wicked Dems a get-out-of-jail-free card is a good idea? Allowing them to snub their noses at the DOJ and any special prosecutor assigned to root out corruption in our government? What, you give them that? And a pay raise to boot? And allow them to exempt themselves from Obamacare? Come on! And while funding bio labs? Providing for mask and vaccine mandates? No way! You're out of your ever-loving mind! Ted is sympathetic to the plight of poor, weak Johnson. What can he do? He needs 218 votes. And he can't get them without selling out the conservatives he's supposed to lead? So what does he do? Well, he has one choice, right? Give the Democrats whatever they want? Sell out? Or does he courageously fight? Do what Elon did. Turn the lights on. Turn the lights on this. Turn on the lights so all of America can see what's going on. Have guts, man. Use the proper adjectives for this nonsense and take it to the people. That's what Elon and Vivek did. They turned on the lights. Now, Mr. Speaker, you have a decision to make. You will represent Congress or you will represent the people. You will represent the special interests of crazy, greedy, and wicked Democrats, or you will enlist us in the fight with you against this evil. Don't you get it? You guys don't get it. We're tired of being held hostage to evil. Stop it. Don't tell me you can't make some concessions to the 38 warrior Republicans who are standing their ground, God bless them, and work to enlist them instead of working bending over backwards to enlist the Democrats. We've already seen how Johnson operates. He has good convictions and he's good on principle, but he lacks courage. I'm tired of these bullies using the specter of government shutdown to cow us into submission to their hurtful and wicked policies. We voted to stop this, didn't we? We voted specifically to get these wicked people off our backs. The Democrats sure know how to use pain to punish us into submission to their evil tyranny. And we're so afraid of pain, we surrender to them. We just collapse into their hands. All the time, we whimper and give the bully our lunch. And then watch them eat our lunch right in front of us. Stop it. We're done with this nonsense. We're no longer going to be their slaves. We are in a war, or have you not figured that out yet? And we're good soldiers. We're willing to endure hardness. Bring it on. We're tired of riding this merry-go-round and being pushed around by the bullies on it. We're getting off. and we're going to tear down the merry-go-round along with it. As for Ted's frustration that the 38 Republicans who say they will not, under any circumstances, vote to stay on the merry-go-round, does anyone remember why we are sick and tired of your merry-go-round continuing resolutions? If they will use shutting down the government to bully us into submission to their evil policies, well, turn it around. Shut it down. Listen, please listen carefully. Government jobs have become a kind of quasi-welfare program, friend. It's way too bloated. Let's just admit the facts. People take these jobs that are dependent on government funding on the backs of the taxpayers. That's fine. I honor that. We need some folks to make the government function. But believe, listen, 73% of government employees are non-essential. I don't think that's very good job security, friend. If I were you, I'd think about that when I think about a career in the government. You guys need to understand that, in truth, no non-essential positions should ever assume tenure. Are you crazy? My point is, people get laid off all the time. It's a normal thing, friend. It happens. The Bible says the spirit of hell is to kill, steal, and destroy. And when you're dealing with hell, you're dealing with devils. We can't break their power over us until we are ready to take the hits that come with the fight. I learned early on that maintaining my independence from neighborhood bullies was going to require me to be willing to take some hits. Now, I love our soldiers. I'm the father of one. I've been a soldier. But soldiers are called upon to endure hardness, and that includes Christian soldiers. 2 Timothy 2:3, endure hardness. We are ready. Look, Ted agrees that the bullies that use government shutdown as a stick to beat us into submission to their evil added terrible, damaging apologies to the CR. But you see, it's politics, right? So you got to get that 218. You got to understand real politics. Be careful. That's the idea that, for example, you need 218 votes to get something passed, and so you do whatever you have to do to get the magic number 218. That's wrong, friend. You do what you've got to do to break us free from the subjugation to these bullies. We are tired of being sold out for 218 votes against 76 million who voted for Trump. You want the American people to step up in 2026 and roar again? Turn the lights on. Let them see what these wicked, no good thieves have been doing to our republic behind closed doors. Shine the light of truth on this. Johnson, the American people, will become outraged, and then you'll see what we the people means. It means you, the Congress, have been a heel to the will of we the people. No more insider real politic behind closed doors and undercover. Ted complains with understanding. He gets it, he says. You're frustrated with Washington. Washington's the swamp. You don't like government. Just shut it down. Roar. Well, that's a bit condescending, Mr. Cruz. Be careful. Don't you see? It's stuff like this that amplifies the roar. We're tired of being patronized. Get the job done. Ted attempts to let us know he understands. But I don't think he really gets it. We are tired of being played by these politicians. We're sick of it. We're done. Stop it. Stand up to these wicked bullies and push back hard, as I heard one Republican representative do on the second CR. You know, it was kind of like a, this is it, take it or leave it to those Dems. I'm with her. And we got zero Dem votes, by the way. Did you notice that? You see, they don't compromise. I guess they are more committed to destroying this country than we are to saving it. All the compromise has to come from our side. Tired of it. No more. The bully does not get our lunch today. Now I need to close. More Saturday night. But listen, this is the attitude that's killing this country and cutting our warriors off at their knees. It's an attitude of cowardice. That's hard to hear, but it's got to be said. Ted voices it when he says stuff like this. But I will say to everyone tweeting, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. I get it. You're on the phone. That feels good. What do I care? Shut it down. Man, you are so off the point. You're selling us short. We do care. We're sick of this merry-go-round. Weak, superficial assurances like trust us are not going to cut it anymore. Now, I love you, Ted, but I'm telling you, you need to listen. I don't think those resenting this horrible compromise are those who are sick of these continuing CRs whose instincts tell them it's business as usual on the Hill today when we voted for an assault on business as usual. We are not interested in your real politic because all it has gotten us is deeper into the control of the very people that we're trying to break free from. It's war. War comes with casualties and loss, but it's a price that must be paid, and better, it's this price than what Jefferson envisioned, saying, you know, that the tree of liberty must be manured or fertilized with blood of patriots and dictators. We don't want to go there. So do this. I'm not threatening war on the streets. Of course not. That's, I've been against that from the very beginning. That's what liberals do, by the way. I'm telling you. We are willing to endure some inconvenience to secure our liberties from these bullies. This path is better. Soldier up. Why can't we get these politicians to understand we are done with business as usual? And we are not little children who need you to pat us on the head and patronize us. We are soldiers looking for leadership that will get the job done. And the job is break us free from these parasites. Okay, I gotta go. Someday I'll tell you what I really think. I'll see you Saturday night at about 7 for Brain Massage Live. I've got a lot more to reveal and to say about all of these things. But for now, we got to close it up. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, thebrainmassage.net. Again, thebrainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. Or you can call me at our listener response hotline at 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
We all think of home during this time of year. You can almost smell the memories in the air and see reminders everywhere. And they all point to home. I remember walking up the path to Grandma's house in Georgia, the strong fragrance of pine and earth. And as I approached the old house, the distinct aroma of hot berry pie stirred expectations of some really good things to come. You know, the soul and spirit of a man needs a home. The distinct fragrances of the Word of God, the Word of Truth, leads the soul to its home. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting you to come home for the holidays, where the hearths of our hearts are warm with the love of God, where truth is welcome, where, like Julie found, you'll be surrounded with faces smiling with the joy of the Lord that share your values and your beliefs, where God-fearing patriotism is still alive and well, where prayer is first because God and His kingdom are first, where burdens are lifted, where friends are true. Come on home for the holidays. See you in church. Come on home for the holidays. See you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.